You'll hear fewer and fewer American accents in Britain these days, or in Paris, or Florence, or Munich. The weak dollar has made travel overseas painfully expensive for Americans. On the other hand, strong foreign currencies have tourists from abroad visiting America in droves to see the sights and to shop. As NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, it has made the posh shops of Beverly Hills a somewhat unlikely stop for bargain hunters.
The twin towers of the Beverly Wilshire Hotel stand sentinel over some of America's most costly real estate. In the marble lobby, you can hear several languages being spoken and guests being meticulously looked after.
Good morning, concierge. This is Kim. How may I assist you?
It's hermetically quiet upstairs on the mezzanine floors where the hotel's offices are located. Rada Arora's office is so quiet, the only sound you hear is the ping of his emails as they arrive on his desktop computer. Arora is the hotel's manager and regional VP for the Four Seasons Group, which owns the Beverly Wilshire. He says location is one reason the hotel has flourished for 80 years.
It's seen as the epicenter of Beverly Hills. When you think about Rodeo Drive, you associate Rodeo Drive with all the top brands, and here's the Beverly Wilshire right on the backdrop of those brands.
Which would explain all the shopping bags from luxury boutiques being carried into the lobby. Louis Vuitton, Hermes, Gucci, all are seen here, and even more so since the dollars plunge and the euros rise. Rada says the twin lures of beach and bargain have become irresistible to Europeans who've suffered through a brutal winter.
Normally they would go to the East Coast to shop because it's closer, but I think what's happening now is they think, well, another 3-4 hours, we might as well get some sunshine as well as do some shopping.
But, I ask Rada, is the shopping really worth the trip? How much of a discount are we talking about?
I would say anything from 30% to 40%, because that is the increase in the euro versus the dollar. So there's an immediate saving.
Back out on Rodeo, I bump into three cheerful Italians who were here on holiday courtesy of our anemic dollar. Nicola Torallo gives me their itinerary.
We're going to surf Malibu, Santa Monica.
And probably shop. Nicola says Rodeo Drive reminds him of Via Condotti and Via Frattini, equally swank streets in Rome. He thinks the merchandise here might be a little high octane for him, but thanks to the exchange rate, he might make a few purchases before he returns home.
The euro is very strong, yes. Yes, we are here. It's a good deal for us.
So you'll be able to get more free money.
Oh, yeah, a lot of dollars, yes.
The strong euro goes a long way at Brooks Brothers. Jim Jahant, general manager of the Beverly Hills store, is seeing tourists from Europe, Asia, Australia, and South America coming in to buy the old-school preppy chic that has kept Brooks Brothers in business for almost 200 years.
With the tourists that come in, particularly from the European markets, they come in because they know the look, they know the quality, they like the classic look of the merchandise, but also when they put the euros against the dollars, they feel that they're getting so much more for the money that they're spending here.
Are you wearing a Brooks suit now?
Everything I wear is Brooks Brothers.
I won't go any farther.
The conservative charcoal pinstripe Jahant is wearing today is $1,900 here in Beverly Hills. Pricey, yes, but then he explains what you'd pay for it if you bought the same suit in London.
This same suit in London would probably go for about $2,800 to $3,200 US in their currency, though.
It's almost half the price here. Such a bargain. So the posh hotels, the chic restaurants, and platinum-priced boutiques in Beverly Hills that would have languished if they depended on American money are saying merci, mille grazie, and shushé for the infusion of cash from abroad. So far, it's made them recession-proof. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.